You're listening to Barter with Christine with your host, profit improvement expert, Christine Radovich. Listen live each Monday at 1. Christine talks with business owners on how to increase cash flow and grow profits.
Happy Monday. You're listening to the Barter with Christine show. I am your host, Christine Radovich, profit improvement expert. I'm here to help you save money, stretch your dollars, and show you how to do business in a completely new way, actually an old way, but new concept again. So I want to take a moment, just a few moments actually, to digress from the show topic for just a little bit. I want to talk about spreading some good cheer. So the holiday shopping season is upon us. Hanukkah is taking place right now, and before we know it, Christmas will be here. Sadly, it might be a little different for many people this year who have elderly loved ones in assisted living facilities and nursing homes where access is limited or maybe not granted at all due to COVID. If this is the case, I implore you to get creative and do everything you can to either visit through a window or a video chat. That little interaction is so important to keep their spirits bright, and it's just plain good for the soul. And while you're at it, check in on an elderly neighbor. See if they need food or some grocery shopping or Christmas shopping done. Perhaps you know someone with mobility issues that struggle just to get in and out of a store. They may also struggle just standing in one place for a very long period of time just to cook something to eat, and that might be challenging. So be kind to your neighbors and people in general. There's enough evil, hate, and divisiveness in this world, so now is the time to focus on spreading some cheer. I really hope you take that approach all year long. But when you are making that batch of latkes or cookies for your family and your friends, maybe, you know, make an extra few to be shared with a neighbor in a random act of kindness. You never know how much a small gesture like that might mean to someone. So that is my challenge for you today. What random act of kindness can you do before year's end? Now, if you make a habit of doing things like this on a regular basis all year long, let me just thank you for being such a good human. You know, we should all strive to be that way. And I know this year I've strived to do little things here and there just to brighten someone's day. You know, if I'm in a drive-through, I might pay for an order for the person behind me, and I just drive off. I'm not looking for a thank you or anything. I just, you know, sometimes you can tell by the look of their vehicle if they may be struggling. So, you know, do that every once in a while, and just tell the cashier to have that person pay it forward in some way. And, you know, if shopping or baking, you know, maybe you can't afford to do that, but, you know, and as I mentioned earlier about shopping or baking, if that's not within your wheelhouse, then so many other ways to help others, you know, to do a good deed or give back without having much yourself. So some people enjoy volunteering their time at charitable organizations, but if you aren't able to make that level of a time commitment, then run an errand for someone or mow your neighbor's grass, especially if they or one of their family members is under the weather. If you see an elderly person out shoveling snow this winter, offer to do it for them. That can be very strenuous for our elderly friends, family, and neighbors, so offer to lend them a hand with this back-breaking task. One random act of kindness that I participated in this year, I joined a wine fairy group on Facebook where you randomly drop a bottle of wine or goodie bag on the front doorstep of someone else in the group that you don't know. The intent is to go into the group to give, not receive. So if you go into this thinking, oh, I'm going to get all this wine, you're doing it for the wrong reason. And there's no guarantee that you'll ever be the recipient of a wine fairy drop. But if and when you do receive a bottle of wine, it usually shows up when you least expect it. And you may have even forgotten. You may have delivered 3 to 5 bottles of wine to, you know, different doorsteps. And then like a month later, you get a bottle of wine show up. And it's You know, it's sure to bring a smile to your face. And if you're not a wine drinker, well, then you can always regift it, you know, or, you know, maybe there's a craft fairy group out there. I know that I participated in one of those for a while, too. But you really don't need to be a part of a group to do things like this. Although groups can be helpful to spread the joy or leave clues if you're going to drop things randomly in your community for others to find. But sometimes we acquire just too much stuff and we just need to clean out. So one option, instead of donating items to thrift stores, because some of them are really filling up since everybody's been working at home and staying from home, and they've reached some capacity limits, I must tell you, and actually closed off accepting donations for a while, but you can pass along a pre-loved item to someone else in need. And there are plenty of websites, apps, and social media pages to list what you are willing to give away. And this is just really the time of year to keep others in mind that are less fortunate than you. So speaking of cleaning out, if you're a business owner with excess inventory, a great way to convert that into purchasing power is to barter. Now, I am not suggesting one-on-one bartering, although that is an option. Organized bartering through a reputable barter exchange, such as Atlantic Barter, is a great way to turn over inventory more quickly and at full retail value. You simply trade what you have on a dollar-for-dollar basis in exchange for things you want or need. So if you use this as a business strategy, it's a great way to not have to reduce the price of your merchandise. This allows you to leverage your profit margins to increase your purchasing power. So a lot of times business owners, they hang on to this inventory for long periods of time. It's collecting dust on their warehouse shelves, or it's just a slower moving product that they bought a couple cases of and it didn't move like they thought. You know, didn't you ever like go into a store and you walk around and you go, oh God, that's an ugly pillow. Like, who would ever buy that? And you know, they're the ones that sell. So not everyone has your taste. Now, if you've listened to some of my previous shows, I have gone into detail about how organized bartering works and how it can stretch your dollars. $1,000 on trade costs you less than $1,000 cash. Actually get to keep more cash dollars in your bank account when you barter for the things you need. And belonging to a large network of business owners who trade provides you more opportunities than trying to find someone to trade directly with. Now, in a trade exchange, you can buy from or sell to different people. If you are wondering how this works, each member of the trade exchange has their own account. They must offer something to sell at normal pricing. A broker helps promote the sale of these products and services. When a buyer wants what you have, they use their trade dollars to make this purchase. You earn trade dollars for the sale, which then can be used to buy the things you want or need. There is no need to buy from something from some person that you sold to. There's actually no one-on-one transaction required. It's a beautiful thing. So it's like a round robin. You can sell your, advertising to the dentist, but not have to feel obligated to go back to the dentist for that dental work that you may not want or need. The dentist buys from the advertiser, and the advertiser can use those trade dollars to buy restaurant gift certificates to use as giveaways on the air or in their news publication. Maybe you're a website designer. I just had this happen today, actually. One of my web designers is doing a lot of jobs for some of my people, and he asked me for mattresses today. So that's wonderful. So I can connect him with someone that sells mattresses on trade. So that's a great example of how you can trade within an organized network. Now, if you're that person that has unloaded some excess inventory and you've earned trade dollars that can be used to offset some of your current expenditures, Those things can be marketing, advertising, accounting, or legal or medical expenses. Or you can use them in ways such as tapping into new markets in new geographical areas or just taking a nice vacation for yourself. However you spend your trade dollars is up to you. But no matter how you spend them, you are now shopping at your wholesale cost. You're leveraging your profit margins to increase your purchasing power. I cannot stress that enough. It's one of the greatest ways to stretch your dollars and save money. Now, every trade exchange should have a good variety of products and services available for purchase. Participation does require some level of flexibility, as for most businesses, trading is best done during the slower time periods and not peak times. So, you know, you're not going to be able to get a limo during prom season, and I guess we're really kind of talking pre-COVID because, let's face it, things have now changed. But when they're busy, you know, in normal years, when they were busy doing proms, there are no limos available during prom season. They're all tied up. So you have to kind of plan around peak times, you know, the florist during Valentine's Day or Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's when they get the bulk of their orders. So, and then if you're a service provider, let's face it, when all of your time slots are filled, we cannot produce more time. But if you have empty time slots, that's a perfect time to trade. And as I mentioned, COVID has changed many things for many businesses. While some are thriving, others are struggling. It's more important now than ever before to conserve cash whenever you can. So 2020 has proved to be a very strange year for business owners. Some are busier than ever, while others have closed their doors permanently or took an early retirement. And others are getting by, but they're struggling for growth. Now, if you have an economic recovery plan in place, then you may have positioned yourself well from the fallout effects of COVID. One such recovery plan for many business owners throughout the tri-state region has been utilizing Atlantic Barter. If you're a business owner trying to tighten up expenses, this is one way to make things that much easier. Atlantic Barter members that have successfully traded their products and services through the years have banked barter dollars that they have been able to use in lieu of cash during leaner times. Being able to spend barter dollars for things like auto repair and maintenance, accounting and payroll services, pest control, cleaning service, dental exams, that's just a small fraction of the expenditures that business owners are still able to maintain as a result of their membership. And I love helping business owners gain new customers, but more importantly, I love helping them protect their cash flow just like this by getting them what they want and need on trade. Speaking with business owners on a daily basis, it's made me keenly aware of the many problems they are facing. The ripple effects of COVID are challenging, to say the least. And to add fuel to the fire, restrictions put in place by some political leaders are devastating the livelihoods of these small business owners. So with that said, please, please patronize your local small business owners during this holiday shopping season. Opt for a gift card for a local restaurant over a national franchise. Be consciously aware of these things. Purchase your home maintenance supplies from a local hardware store instead of the big box stores that are being publicly traded. They'll survive. They'll get through this. Buy your baked goods from the local bakery. Transition your website hosting to a local website company instead of using the big tech companies. You know the ones I'm talking about. They keep your credit card on file for auto pay. Stop doing that. Transition that little service on trade and you can save just a few $100 a year. These simple changes can help keep the economy afloat. And guess what? Barter exchanges like Atlantic Barter, are made up of local business owners. So your participation helps keep small business owners in business. So I'm going to come back from a 2-minute commercial break and talk to you more about things that you can buy on trade and this amazing show that we just had. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. I will catch you on the flip side.
Jim, your restaurant looks great. You have a lot of new customers.
Thanks, Dan. Things have really turned around.
What changed?
I joined Atlantic Barter, one of the area's oldest and largest barter exchanges in the Mid-Atlantic region. They really helped me grow my business.
How did they help you?
Well, through them, I traded restaurant meals in exchange for things like advertising and pest control services. They saved me thousands of dollars already.
Do you think my business could benefit?
Absolutely. The painter I used on trade to paint my restaurant picked up a cash job from one of my customers.
That's great. I need new customers.
Give them a call at 302-654-5650 or visit AtlanticBarter.com. They work with all kinds of businesses.
I'm calling today. I definitely want to save some cash. I don't know why I haven't done this before.
Be smarter, think barter. Visit them on the web at AtlanticBarter.com to build barter into your business plan. Call 302-654-5650. That's 302-654-5650.
Business owners, do you have a business recovery plan in place? Loans and grants aside, how will you bring in a new stream of customers when you reopen? How will you be able to save cash while growing your business? Atlantic Barter has been in the business for 27 years, helping business owners save cash and increase sales through professional bartering. IRS-approved transactions are treated like cash and can offset your expenditures. Every trade dollar spent is a cash dollar saved. So pay for things with your products and services instead of cash. Ask about Atlantic Barter's business stimulus plan today. Call 302-654-5650 for a free phone consultation. That's 302-654-5650 or visit AtlanticBarter.com, the tri-state area's number one trading partner. That's AtlanticBarter.com.
You're back listening to the Barter with Christine show. I'm your host, profit improvement expert Christine Radovich. I work with hundreds of business owners throughout the tri-state region, Philadelphia and surrounding metropolitan areas, South Jersey, well, actually even North Jersey now too a little bit, and the entire state of Delaware and even beyond. We have, I work with Atlantic Barter. We have a large network of business owners that trade their products and services in exchange for things they need without paying cash. It's a great way to supplement your time, empty time slots. It's a great way to turn over excess inventory and also protect your cash flow. Think about this. Would you rather write a check for $1,000 for something you need, or would you rather pay $1,000 worth of your product or your service sold at full retail value? So that's the kind of leverage you can have when you are part of an organized trade exchange such as Atlantic Barter. So before the commercial break, I had mentioned, I did digress from the topic a little bit today because I wanted to spread some good cheer and make sure that everyone is taking time to look at their neighbors and look at people that are less fortunate than themselves and to do a good deed. So my challenge to you, I'm going to repeat, I think it's so important, is please find something to do in a way of a good deed for someone else before the end of the year. And listen, you may be that person that does it on a regular basis, but a lot of us don't. A lot of us are very busy with work and our lives, and sometimes we lose sight of the important things, and that's taking care of others. And while this year's holidays are going to be different, we may not have the large gatherings for Hanukkah or Christmas, then maybe we can devote a little bit more time to, again, spreading that good cheer and doing something good for someone else. So if you're baking for the holidays, make a little extra, take it to a neighbor, just as a kind gesture. I mean, it's something that's totally unexpected, but that little gesture can go a really long way. And I really hope that you do get to spend time with your family over the holidays. And if you're, as I mentioned earlier, if you're one of those people that are unfortunate and you can't get together with your family due to them being in a restricted facility due to COVID, then do a video chat. I taught my 91-year-old mother how to video chat. She's listening right now, I'm sure, and later on today, I'm sure we'll get on a video chat and we'll get to see each other face-to-face, although I do see her in person. She's not in a living an assisted living facility, and I'm very fortunate for that. I still get to see her. We're very careful when we're around her, but it's a blessing to have the elderly people in our lives and to be sure that we take care of them. So in getting back to our topic, I'm sorry I digress, but it's just that time of year, and I'm filled with the Christmas spirit. And I don't know about you, but I am one of those ones that I'm just totally addicted to watching those cheesy Hallmark movies on TV. So, they're, you know, the ones that get stuck in the snowstorm and the car breaks down and they magically fall in love with somebody through the Christmas season. So maybe that's a good wish for this year as well, is to wish love for everybody who needs love. So getting back to barter, we talked about, before we went to break, this wonderful trade exchange and the show that we put on every year. I talked about patronizing local small business owners, and all year long, our local small business owners in the Atlantic Barter Network, they buy, they sell, they earn trade dollars, and they purchase what they need on trade to protect their cash flow. Now, in addition to everything they can purchase all year long on trade, you know, the regular stuff like the accounting and the payroll and the legal services and the medical services, Atlantic Barter holds an annual holiday trade show. This year was our 27th annual show. And we had to hold the event online due to capacity limitations for physical events. And while we weren't thrilled with that, because we weren't able to fill a venue with merchandise this year, we had hundreds of items for sale online that were accessible to our participating members. This year, we asked everyone to list items for sale on their member account, and we created an online shopping opportunity. You could log into your member account, you list something for sale, and then access the holiday show place, which featured all kinds of amazing merchandise, you know, kitchen items and furniture and jewelry and gift baskets, gift certificates. It goes on and on. But we also made trade deals, and we infused the show with tons of merchandise. In fact, we had more merchandise than we were able to list before the show went live. So we extended the show from one day to a four-day event. It was supposed to just be on a Friday, but we carried the show over through the weekend because we had so much merchandise, and we were busy listing things even over the weekend. And then we closed the show Monday afternoon, and it was just so much fun. It was a great experience for us and probably a very interesting shopping experience for the members as they logged on to see all the great things, and they just, you know, put it in their they click a button and purchased it. Boom, it just got deducted right from their barter account. And in addition to these direct purchasing opportunities that we conducted for the members, we also had an online auction featuring some really nice premium items that are in higher demand but shorter supply, like laptops, and we had a 50-inch smart TV and appliances and jewelry, and we had an Echo Dot and a Bluetooth speaker system, a chainsaw that went for gobs of money. Members had to bid on these items that ultimately, you know, they go to the highest bidder. But there were quite a few bidding wars, I must say. I mean, people were really anxious to get their hands on some of that premium merchandise. And while we didn't have as much of the larger items this year, mostly due to COVID, inventory for some different business owners are at an all-time low due to manufacturers and the restrictions with COVID closing many manufacturers and businesses. You know, things like furniture are on back order for months on end. If you had to purchase furniture this last year or appliances, then you know what I'm talking about. the normal wait time of 4 to 8 weeks quickly became, in some instances, 4 to 8 months. I know my sister purchased furniture, nothing to do with trade, but for cash in July, and it's December, and she still hasn't received her furniture. And we hear the reason for that is simply because manufacturers aren't producing the material and the products fast enough because of the backlog from COVID. And appliances, they're in the same situation. I know I had to buy an appliance over the summer, and I had a little bit of a wait time to get a washing machine in. So I found myself going to the laundromat to do laundry. So things change. You know, COVID changed things, and we have to adapt and continue to do the best that we can. But when you participate in an organized barter exchange, you can really preserve your cash flow, and that's what's most important. Save that cash for a rainy day. Barter for everything else that you possibly can. And, you know, if you're used to doing one-on-one trades, great, continue to do it as long as it works out for you. But one-on-one trades can go severely wrong and very quickly. You offer up your product or service to somebody, especially if you're service-related, and then if that person that you find on Craigslist or some other social media platform never comes through on what they were supposed to provide back to you, then somebody's shortchanged in the deal, and we really hate to see that happen. So participating in an organized trade exchange, you are in an organized network. It's handled by brokers that manage all of the transactions, which, by the way, are IRS-approved transactions. And we also have many charitable organizations in the network. So if you're in a giving mood, you can actually use trade dollars to fund some of your favorite charities like Make-A-Wish Foundation and Salvation Army and American Red Cross, the Delmarva Peninsula, and Delaware Humane, Faithful Friends, all these wonderful charities that have wonderful causes. So be generous, be giving, be kind. We have too much hate, too much evil in the world, and certainly too much divisiveness. So forget about all that. Let's just honor our family, our members. Let's honor our neighbors. Let's be good humans. Let's try to do something kind and leave this year on a good note. I know it's hard for some with everything that's going on and the challenges they face, but we can together make it a better place. So if you're interested in barter, you definitely want to visit AtlanticBarter.com and give us a call at 302-654-5650. As I always like to say, be smarter, think barter. We'll catch you next time. Bye.